fight your way of saying.
Yes, I devise this for life, same speed, you know?
No, serious thing. Give thanks for everyone been supporting Ballhead and the Dread from those times. So now if you get free time, make sure you check out music from the one R. Tarchi. Also, if you're interested in getting some of the cultural apparel, especially the Scarveyite sweatshirt, this break here wearing, check us out at ConsciousTea.com, and the link is in the description. Faye, I was walking the other day, right? And I was medicine, a reasoning I was having with a brethren about the true nature of man, right? We're really talking about morality in a sense, like really what is morality, the source of it, and if it's an absolute truth. But we got into this whole notion of, are humans naturally good or bad, right? And the reasoning went on and on and on and on. And I said, yo, it's a good topic for us to talk about. So I want to share it with the people, right? And like, what are your thoughts? Do you think humans are naturally good or just naturally bad?
I know, so I mean, I feel like we can have a closed-ended answer from the question, because this is a reason why I and I talk about for years upon years, because here's what, there's two sides to it now, because we can think, say, bad is a natural, as well, we call bad still, because classifications of human beings put towards the energy where them receive, right? So you think more good, we can say that is natural. But then we think more bad, and we don't want to associate that with natural, because we think more natural, we like to think about only elements where we know as good. You see what I say? But then now we start thinking about where the bad come from, or it even exists in the first place. And the fact said in existence, and the buckle feel on, the buckle against good versus bad on. So as long as we can know it as human being, then we have to start rethink all even that itself too. And I wonder if it is just natural, it's a natural part of life. But there's a next side to it again, for me, from my perspective, because me as a warrior now, like for see myself as good, according to what we know it as. I mean, I want to feel like I'm a fighter, a losing buckle, or a buckle when just not get in. So then, but I still tell you, say, bad is not a natural thing, even because I don't want to have it as me a fighter, a losing buckle. You know what I mean? So a two different sides to the thing, and that made the reason I got even so interested too.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up, because you really touched on a point in regards to, I think there's something in humans that want to make themselves think that they're good. And I think that's the whole origin of this whole morality thing. There's something, somehow we want to be seen as good and what we're doing as good. Because if you really check mankind, I always say this, mankind, not kind, right? And the thing I was mentioning, whether you, most people grew up around Christianity, so they should have a basis in the Bible. You may not deal with it now, but you were exposed to it. And I was thinking, why do you need to put those stories in there in allegories if people not doing certain things? And why do laws need to be made if people not? I think the laws are being put in place because people are dealing with something totally different. Then now I always say in the beginning man made God, because when punishment doesn't work to keep somebody in line, I think the last straw is putting a figure that would put you in eternal damnation to keep you aligned. And I just think all those things are used and needed in a sense to keep some type of order in society. And even when you study history, because, all right, you see this whole idea of good or bad, of moral or immoral. What's necessarily bad and what's necessarily good? I think that's something that deals with culture. Like, is there an absolute truth in regards to good? Like, is there some universal good that applies to all places? And anybody who studied history or just studied mankind know that's not the case. Because, hey, Fire, you know, like a lot of these cultures, what they call it? I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing these words properly, but you have infanticide. I believe that's how you say it. And sinicide. I believe it's sinicide, where you kill elderly people. But like China, the history of drowning kids in India and all that, Japan and other places, is just like, that's part of their culture. And they did it for numerous reasons. Some was a form of population control. You know, a lot of cultures have issues with twins. They see them as some type of omen and some type of
thing.
Disabilities, because this is what bugs me out. A lot of people burn a fire on eugenics, but eugenics is built in a lot of cultures. Because if a child's disabled or a child has a feature that you dislike, you kill the child. So isn't that a form of eugenics in a sense? That's been done throughout the history of mankind. Is that good or bad?
And it's funny how you say that, you know, because when you even think about even the story, majority of people as they say exposed to religion, Christianity in particular. And it's funny how even them, only if I think for them God do, them attribute it as good. That in itself for their thought, you know, and then when we think about it, you know, because when a God, so to speak, I go on and murder out the firstborn out of every nation, knowing so the firstborn them never do no wrong. And then when a God can tell a man, say, him to put a knife to feed him son throat, just to ensure say, him love him. You see me, I say, when we, you know, check them things from the outside, you know, we see, say, them things, they are bad thing based on our perspective, you know. And we check levels now. Since today, you know, because we are going a deeper thing now, you know. But this good and bad reasoning tied to one thing in particular, one more everybody listen to carefully. It is not God that created man. You see me, I say, it was man that created God. And you know why man create God? Because him want to find an application for feet within for himself for know if him so quote unquote good or bad. Here's what the attributes then within him. Within him will come out now. The attributes then will come out in him where him think is good. Him attributed towards that God. The attributes then will come out as bad. Him attributed towards the devil. But when you think about the devil now, the devil is also a creation of that same God where him invent. So if you think about it, same way, all it has spawned from one place. You know?
But I want to say too, that explanation, a Christian explanation still, I just want to clarify. It's not a universal thing. Everybody don't really deal with God in regards to morality. I think some people were creating God to kind of make an understanding of the universe they didn't understand. You get what I'm saying? To kind of bring some answers to some questions they couldn't really come to the conclusion themselves in regards to environment. But with this whole good and bad thing, it's a contradiction even in religions like you were just saying, because a lot of the practice by the key figures within the story, we're not even talking about human beings because we already know how they get now, but we're talking about within the story itself, goes against the moral code that they've been given. You know, so it's just like, even if you study babies, this guy, I don't know I forgot the name. I think it was some Yale professor or something, but I know they did a study on children and a certain conduct. And he came to the conclusion that as long as the humans are in a small group, like one or two people, they tend, not saying that all the time, but they tend more to lean towards behavior that's more selfless and more what you would consider moral. But as the group expands, the morality starts to decline, and it makes sense because it's like the fighting for resources. And as the group expands, it becomes more of a challenge to get the needs that you feel you need met. And that's why I always say with capitalism, for one to be a full capitalist, can one be a moral person? I even asked my Christian, yo, you know how much arguments, I don't even say arguments, but reasons I got in with these people. I'm reasoning, they arguing. You know, I'm just speaking, but they're getting excited. I used to question Christians how can they say that they're moral when they consume so much? You know, people gonna feel offended when I say this, but I remember I was asking, should Christian people be overweight without a disorder? You know, I'm not saying if you have a disorder and you can't, but your body functions normal, should you be overweight? Wouldn't that be a moral action to consume more than you need? Both with food and with finances. Now, as high heights, when you think about it, people don't want to have that type of conversation, you know? But if you really think about it, it's like, yo, can you be, like, I would just say America on a whole is a moral society on many levels. And we're not talking about the big stuff that we see, but just on our daily things, we're so selfish, we're so consumed. The fact that you can have homeless people in the society, I think it's an immoral society. The fact that you could be eating in your house, overindulging yourself to the point that you're getting sick and you have excess calories, which is going to lead to excess weight, and a man outside and can't eat. And I include myself in this too. It's not like I'm trying to exclude myself in this, like I'm on a higher realm. I grew up in the society So I would be a moral being if we look on it at a certain height, how we view morality.
Yeah, because to all we know it, you know, every human being have a moral compass too, you know. Like naturally, from the overstanding of life and seeing human being and evil looking into yourself, same way, because when you self-evaluate, you get to put the whole good versus bad perspective into in a right category, you know, and see which part you stand to, you know, because a moral compass within every man and every woman still in a fire. And that's why we know it's a good and bad is a thing where dwell within the same house. You see me, I say, because I remember the same human being who is a gunman and a killer, you know. When him go out the road, go shoot up people and kill people and heartless, you know. When him go in, him go to have a daughter or a son, where him go in and go hug up and kiss, you know. When a man go rob from all the next man, who you think him bring again? Him show a bad action then, so to speak, and put that bad towards a so-called good cause within theme overstanding. So if you think about it, everything dwelling in the same house, but ones and ones.
That's the question that we ask, though. Was this act really bad? If we break it down systematically, right, and the opportunities this person has, I'm not condoning certain behaviors, but I'm just want to, you know, because the fact that he's doing it for survival, is it really bad?
No, not necessarily. And it must be for survival need, you know, because Yeah, different aspect of the thing still enough for you. Wait, even for them ones I mean tell about, it's just enough money could have become a career. You see me I say? So wait, him just become a career criminal or is an action way. Them just do all that thing. Yeah, so survival is a different category, you know. So we have to be careful how we put in right, the categorization right, so of survival. So how we make the system, then. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to this morality thing and go back to this breakdown before we get to survival. Why is this action criminalized more than the next person who's doing worse in a different position?
Yeah, because we know it goes the same way. I remember say in a capitalistic structure, a bureaucratic structure, not even capitalistic, because bureaucracy take place even outside of capitalism. In a bureaucratic structure, we know it go with the colors, them, you know. So when we say I want action, the action with direct, then we call it overt action. Is an action where you get persecuted for about the covert action, then you don't get as much persecution because it take a subtle form, and so we know them type of drift down.
That's what I asked you, that I knew you were going to say that, because the people who shape the standard of morality is not necessarily morality we're dealing with. That's why we need to just reevaluate morality on a whole. Because if the person doing the same thing that you're doing that's condemning you of being immoral, we can't use that as a standard of morality. That's why I just think like we need to reevaluate the concept of what's moral versus what immoral, because we just, for the most part, we just use it based on what we've been given, especially here in the Western world.
So while the ground, if you take regurgitation and the systematic end out of the thing, like we say, all right, no systematic influence, upon a pure solid basis, what the grounds of the eye hold morality upon, and how the eye would justify morality or think morality come into being as it relates to humans?
I feel I struggle with that, because I feel that we can always, all right, people can always say they're going to do this and that until they put in certain situations. You get what I'm saying? So even if you created a structure or a blueprint for morality, it would change based on the environment and culture. So I don't think morality could be an absolute thing. Because you say, like, you know, they'll say, you know, you're not supposed to eat people, or you're not supposed to incest. But a lot of these earlier cultures, even certain families, royal families, which is documented, deal with incest for whatever reason.
Oh, that for them concept of this whole incest thing is a different type of thing. You know? That is somewhat of a cult, of a cult in itself.
Like, you know,
because I remember say when them are dealing with anything, we have to deal with the whole terminology royal. You know, it's somewhat, if you want to think about it, it's somewhat step out of the bounds of even morality. Because when I want to talk about royal, majority of the time is power. And every time when power involved, power have to take a whole heap of different consideration into place, and power have to go outside of the scope of morality to maintain itself.
All right.
That's so, what I'm saying?
So as long as we're in a society with so many people and everybody just fighting for survival and power. Can morality exist then? And I know I didn't answer your question prior in regards, but I really can't answer it because I don't even know what the criteria for morality would be.
No, I'm on the
credit. I think it's something that changes with culture and time.
Yeah, but it have a basis though. It have a basis regardless of the culture where it's going on though. And it will have a basis. It have it so the denominator where you use morality, are you as the individual, man? But you as the individual determine all of that, you know. So it still take outside cultural influence, yes, and drop from different place. But you as the individual, like I always remain with it, catch levels now. If me go in a two society where I have opposing thought process, me say I'm going to Israel, I'm going to Palestine, them have opposing thought process. See? When I meet levels, and me decide how me I go move, you know. And you see, even if I'm supposed to do X over here, so, and this is right over here, so, and Y over right, so, and right over here, so, me have to maintain my whole composure and know a meeting first. And then once me know a meeting, what me have to do after that now is figure out, all right, me get persecuted for this, me get praised for this. At them time, your morality start decline now, but you within yourself, your first actual thought, it's a thought where we make a decipher and know what you're going to do even before you do it, you know. Even though you have influence, you know.
No, I think your explanation is probably for you or a strong-willed person, but most people that socialize just follow the flock.
So, no, I'm not going to tell you say them not going to follow it. That's what I'm saying, you know. I'm not going to tell you say them not going to follow it, you know. But I tell you, we're talking about morality in a raw aspect, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say them not going to, them not going to stick towards it, you know. I'm not talking about what they're going to do, you know. I talk about how morality is a thing, it has to go to raw, most raw state. And the only thing we can go to raw state is to have one denominator, which is you as an individual. So regardless of the culture, we know it's a different culture, have different things, as this is moral. Because you don't know, even in America, some things where them have as moral, to any that really immoral, because we know even better than that, and we know live our life on the basis of capitalism. You see me, I say our life did more stable.
But that's the thing, like, I think the undercurrent of everything you're saying is the idea that there's some type of good in human beings. And I'm not saying we just reasoning fight. I'm not saying there's not no good in human beings. But I'm saying is that that's what I hear in the undercurrent of what you're saying. There's some, I don't even know what the, not utopia, but some type of level of morality that's innate in every human being. And who's to say that's the case?
Yeah, man. And I talk about utopia, we can go there so too, you know, because utopia exists. You know? Remember, you know how it exists? It exists mentally, man. Because remember, you know, I say it going, you know, the word take on to flesh, you know. And I saw we see it in a fire, because remember, me and they are the same way. I was all right, baller than the dread. I will show you the live example. We say baller than the dread. Our morality make us a baller than the dread, you know. Our mentality make us a baller than the dread. It's a utopic state we see in our brain, you know? And I say, you know, so we want the people them sight a real reality. How you feel like we're gonna bring the utopia to them? Through the reasoning, fire met them can see some look at heights. You see, three man over there, so never used to get some heights. Three man get the heights. Three daughter over there, so never used to get some heights. And get some heights. We feel like one now. About the three plus three gives six and two over the writer. So it's that eight people that in a utopic state. And at them then, so we call it our world, that until the full world itself physically take on to the utopic state. So I saw same way the morality transform, and I see same way people become evil too, and start the wrongs because what? Them have influences and them have, we call it past references of wrongs, where them could refer to, for even carry on and expound for them wrongs.
Yeah, but I'm trying to hear what you're saying, Fire, but even so, what you said, both parties are still influenced by an idea.
Yeah, but no means that the idea with them. Yeah, all is going to have influence because all things are related and creation all is right. A package, you know.
I know,
the influence we take from can always be, you can have good influence too.
But it's still an influence. We try and get away from it. Well, hold
no,
on,
man,
what
you
I'm
can't
saying.
Get
we're trying to get
it.
Listen.
I did that, man.
I'm trying to get to the point where without the influence of a culture, society, or without the influence of ideas of an next man, is there, would a person on their own come to moral behavior naturally?
Yeah, but remember, say, all human beings, no man is an island, no man stands alone. So what that tell us now? That tell us, say, from the first human being exists on this planet, a human being there have to have an influence upon the rest to come. But check levels now for you. Because you always have to have a reference point in the earth. You know? Just like when the first human being never did exist on earth and so much thing did that flow. You know what was a reference point? Was the animal, them and the birds and the bees and all of them and the water source. Because remember, you know, if you now get influence from a human being, you get you influence from the dirt out there and the rock out there and the bird where I sing out this thing. So there's always an influence, whether it want to be a human influence, it want to be an influence by an animal, a creature, it want to be an influence by any form of element within earth. You always have to have the influence if you look back and see me fire. Because remember, the life we live in is a recycle type of environment we live in, you know. So I don't think that.
All right. So if it's a recycled environment and we at this point where we are, right? So we've been recycling certain behaviors that one would acknowledge as not technically moral based on the moral standard that we have. So this immorality had to start somewhere if it's a recycled behavior. So we've been recycling, hold on, based on what you just said. So we've been recycling what we've been seeing. So obviously what we saw initially, not that good. Because at this point, mankind is not kind.
And then yeah, we'll have a time to, when time I'll be a good did I do too.
So when? That's the thing. When? I hear that all the time. When? I hear that all the time. Fine. I spoke to you about that one time, about especially with African people, yo. They love talking about Africa, about it's just some perfect spot on earth. And I think that's some, like, because of oppression in their mind. Because how a man know when you gonna have a perfect society with so much people, where people living in one accord, and people can't live in one accord in their own household?
Nah, man, it can't exist, man. Because it's a perfection. All right, see, the idea of perfection now, what we are talking about now, it still can't. All right, see, the good and the bad. I like how they touch that to see, because it's a clarification for this. So, I don't want to feel like, say, we're talking like some unrealistic people, you know. We say perfection in a fire. When they say perfection, it's not that everyone have look at one unified thought process. They might do the one generic type of thing, you know. No, perfection is a thing where it still tie into the full morality reasoning, because our perfection, and I know, say, me and dad, they are straight one perfection, this, you know, because we can reason and we can disagree and we can find back the solution, we can get back each other thought process. And that was that happening fire. Remember, I'm sure that this now. In a Timbuktu, when the one them had the research for years, them live in a perfection. Because there was no farmer war. You see me, I say? There's ones and scholars who debate and them study for 44 years, all across universities, them fire, for 44 years. And that travel up through the Nile Valley for 44 years. Everyone study to get the perfect thought process. Go straight back. Me, I talk from the south, I go straight up to the north. You see me, I reach back in a Darfur region, what are them place there? Them never have no war. Them ones and ones that disagree. Yes, and that is perfection if you think about it, you know, because that are the ideal state. And then years you have intruders and invaders who come in and them bring the opposite scope and morality towards fine.
That's what I want to clear up too. That's what I want to clear up, because historically, this is the vibe I've been on and this is what I've been hearing, right? As a man that studies history, I think we need to move away from blaming immoral behaviors on outsiders, as if people never behaved a certain way. I'm not saying now, listen what I'm saying now. I'm not saying societies had a higher level of moral practice than other societies. But you know how I go, fire. People are always saying historically now, everything was perfect until Europeans came in. I think we need to move away from that narrative too tough. One can say that the standard of the society was on a higher level. But I don't think it was void of, what's the name? Because if that's the case, if you study their teachings, philosophy, or theology, what you want to say, they still have codes that speak about certain matters that people shouldn't do. And the reason they acknowledge them, because obviously people were doing them.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. It's a perfection in itself. We are reasonable. It's not say things can go wrong. But a perfection, that's why we stay up on the lines of morality again, because it's not like the ones that fall out of line, you know, but we're talking about how the society stay and how the society level ones always are aim. The aim and the aspiration is to bring things together.
All right, like, here we go. Aim, that's like, the key word.
Yeah, just like how in a fire, like check levels now. Yeah, we have all a place like all Jamaica then. Just use Jamaica as an example. Well, the crime are going on, if you are too much killing and youth them are going away and it rampant. The aim of the government, see, It's supposed to, you know, them don't do it, but Melissa says supposed to quell the thing, bring the thing together, help reshape the youth, their mindset, put them in at the right levels where they're supposed to be, so them can know, all right, this is how we're supposed to be. And I mean, so them not get out of line and people start the wrong things and start the things where, all right, we consider that as wrong. For the sake of the reason, you know, we can't even say serve so wrong, all right, you know, if we consider that as wrong, all right. So, yes, we have it. So after them thought process that now for shape the thing, I know, so we put the thing into perspective. So that means, so when Timbuktu, so when time some man did a study over this, some man never try to be the big scholar over here. So because ego is a thing we're innate, you know, it's within mankind, you know. But it's not that ego within mankind is not something we just tell us, oh, get up or kill, get up, go bad mind, get up, go the wrongs. No, but the intention supposed to be within man for knows, all right, we live here, so. Once I have this, I have disagreement, and even with the whole African reason with that talk, bro, when our society didn't move in the right order, once fall out of place, but guess what you have now? You have the elders, them who come and you have to sit down and explain yourself and we realign you mentally. You go look into yourself and you come and rehabilitated and come help the society. But a European did come now. And so we have blamed them fully for everything, you know, because we often know, say, we don't forget influenced by certain things, but we are naive to certain things. That's when morality starts shift, though. And it was naivety because we never even know of such viciousness. And them come show the viciousness, and then that start get intertwined within the culture because we accept them.
All right. So with all this said, right, I think ones need to think about morality in regards to the culture that they grew up in, the socialization they experienced. And within our society, I always struggle with this because, all right, you know, when you're younger, when you're fighting the people used to hate me from when I was younger, because I used to ask some questions that trip them up, you know? And you know, when you ask a Christian person, the question, the default is because God did this. It's like no type of reason to know to be. But I always saw the morality that they were given as a sense of control, and especially in college, because like, I remember I was exposed to like people like with parents in position. I used to see how they conducted themselves. And one particular parent, that's crazy. He was, they were driving, long story short, they were caught doing cocaine, right? So I was like, man, this is kind of crazy. And this person was a judge. So I was just like, how is this man persecuting people for the same thing that he did? And that experience, even though it was a one-off, it made me reevaluate morality. And I started to look at morality, especially in a capitalistic society, as not a means of higher behavior, but a means of control. Because those in positions don't practice what they want the subjects to practice. So that's the thing that kind of get tricky. And people here with this trying to live to something that those who told them about not living to it. You agree? So that's the whole thing I question about morality in regards to morality within a society, because I'm not saying if we were in a smaller group, 5-10 people, maybe it would be different. But the more people you have, I think it's very hard to really practice the idea of morality. Like people say to truly practice Islam or truly practice Christianity or truly try to Rastafari or something. Those things, the more people you have, the more selfish, it's backwards when you think about it. The more people are in the society, the more selfish people are, because it's more of a struggle for survival, for basic. Because when it comes down to survival, that's what it comes down to.
Well, when me hear that reference, when me listen there and there reference two things where it kind of strange though, because the two reference what they make towards the law and society, you know, for you. So you see, them, but none of them two things that have no morality, we've denied. Because I remember say, it's not like say the law, right? Me did have a tune. I mean, I say, imagine if the slave become the slave master, you beat him with a whip, call him ball background master. Imagine if the judge become defendant and five times two, that become the new life sentence. You see me, I say, so it's like, if we put all of them ones in a spot, for them, I feel the persecution. It wouldn't be the way they. But essentially, it's not like, say, remember saying fire slavery did legal, and it's a legal thing by the law. So the same system, that's why I feel like, say, they they even to use the system and the lawmaker thing as even a reference to the morality reason. So the religion part of it though is one where it even more suited as example, because them would want to be closer to morality, but the law and society more inclined to a power structure for, and up, in order for uphold any form of power structure though, it take immorality as the main number one thing for stick towards to maintain the power structure, especially when the power structure now, you know, evenly distributed to, you know?
Fire, we side up certain things. Most people don't side it up, but even historically, remember America was created by so-called Christians. True, right? They left Europe due to religious persecution to yes, come sir. To America to do worse. No, it's a bugged out story when you think about it, right? This man left his place because of religious persecution to come here to do worse than what he ever experienced in his homeland. England, under the guise of the same under the guise of the same religion. So if that's the person's, because if you think about it, the reason I brought them up is because they set the standard for the moral code. It's intertwined into the Constitution, the moral code, what we're supposed to do, what we're not supposed to do. I'm not saying that they're moral beings. I know what you're saying. I'm not saying that they're moral people, but I'm saying the standard of morality that we have, that people go by, where did they get it from?
But yeah, so it tying back to again, all right. You see, it's to me.
No,
are you a point, man?
Where did they get it from?
But may I sure say that you is a European thing that we made a talk about earlier again, because everyone at the land society think the way you were, you're a reasonable, a European construct.
All right, but which is true, right? Which is very true. But I just want to go back and clarify what I've been saying also. At the same token, we can't say indigenous societies or groups, whatever, were just pure, because that's it go from two extremes. It go from European brought all the corruption and all these groups were pure, and that's not the self, because they still have behaviors which we would identify. I'm not even positioned to say what they were doing was moral or immoral, because I'm basing off the morality I've been given. Who's to say that's the absolute truth of morality? We don't know what it is, but all I'm saying is that those societies still have behaviors that were kind of, we would question based on the morality, and I have to keep emphasizing based on the morality that we've been given. You know,
is an ongoing thing still fair? Because may I tell you, a whole heap of different dimensions to the tweet, and even the one who feel, because it's an esoteric type of reasoning, you know, it's not a reasoning where the average mind can just stay upon the surface level with, you know. And that's one of the things with the conversation. It's so at the get go. It's so in beginning. Are humans really good? Are humans bad? It sounds like a basic thing, you know, but you see when you start break it down and going to the layer now, you have to keep up, you know, it's like a marathon, you know? It's not a sprint, you know, because them reasoning and choice, all right, really I live right, all right, so yeah, all right, may I live right, but I'm not sure if I live right, you know, but what is right? As a matter of fact, what is wrong?
I think that's the question people need to like look within themselves, because, and don't get me wrong, I can just speak about myself, right? When you do it, you're not going to get into no anarchy and start conducting yourself in no other way or nothing. Or we're not promoting that type of behavior, you know? But the question is, as a human being, do you have to work on yourself to have a sense of morality? Is morality just naturally there? Is it, you get what I'm saying? Is it something that really needs to be worked on to practice a certain way? Or is it just a herd mentality? Because all I want to tell people that, if you don't study history, just don't go around saying what you would do and what you would not do. Because if you're put in a certain situation and if you're a certain environment, especially with the herd mentality, you'll find yourself doing stuff that you yourself initially said you wouldn't do.
Yeah, with me, it's immorality though. I like overall still, when you really put all things into perspective still, I and I, it's immorality as something way. All human beings have, I just feel all human beings have a moral compass. I'm going feel like morality is a naked concept, though. It's not a concept we can have close. I'll put it out there like that. It's a naked concept. It's not a concept where it can attach to anything wherever. Once you've been taught it, I don't feel like you can put your morality upon that basis. You know, so my mother, they teach me, and my father, they teach me. No, morality can't be tied towards what you've been taught. It has to tie it to where you overstand of what life has been giving you, without any form of clothes. It has to be naked. And so when time it's naked now, it can start have attributes and branches towards it, like a tree, and it can start bear some fruits. And as some of you like say, your moral compass now, I go in another direction. Well, if you go, because I remember saying, that's why we say a compass, you know, because it can go north, east, west, south, you know, and enough ones and ones. They're so close to go in that direction, but the wind just blow and them just go in the opposite direction and start move south when them supposed to go north now. And it start, make them start decline. Fire, how me know morality real? How me know moral compass real? It's everything that me ever did in my life, and me attribute it, I'm a take away the thing that when me get taught and put my overstanding towards life naturally, as what people that call good or bad, due to the energy we lead with to. I see the fruits them on my labor. And I see the fruits of my intention. I see the fruits them on me and my overstanding and my moral compass start benefit me. See, every time when I go to Bams and start use influence to what I've been taught, I realize I see things are going in my direction. And I saw me that I will me use for put my levels to the reasoning here and say, a moral compass within every human being. Because I can tell you, say, yes, everybody who do it as according to where we know as bad, and we think about it from the general concept of bad or whatever, you could kill a man or anything where across cultural lines can be referred to as bad. Them can't sleep good at night. Them have a whole heap of different things to look towards. Them have negative things of all of them. Them have a whole heap of different vibrations where I lead them. And I showed them, say, oh, this is wrong. Yeah, fall off. So them thing that we used to.
I was reasoning with one about that too. And I think whether it's good or bad, people struggle with sleep. I think whether it's good or bad, people struggle. I'm telling you, because that's a concept there. I think that's a rich versus poor concept, or a good versus bad, because it's like, you know, a person, I think people use that to justify their morality, to feel comfort in their morality, if you think about it, right? Because hey, you have people who do great works who suffering in life, and you have people who do pure folly who suffering in life same way internally. Both people doing what we consider noble work, and the next one what we consider corruption, but they both suffering internally. And maybe that's just life, or maybe that's just a Christian concept that's deep in our psyche.
I mean, I feel a good man can suffer neither, though. If upon the levels the way you say it, you know, because you say the works, so we say all things related and creation is a package. When me feel like, say, when you call, when your suffering is to the benefit of some youth man with a coming. So you see, if you like Malcolm X, them face the persecution, and you have too much Malcolm X today.
All right, but that's different, Fire. That's different. It's not saying the man, we talk about suffering internally. It's not saying the man never suffered internally because he was doing good works. Because just as a human being is rough. Life is rough. So whether you have money, whether you don't have money, regardless of what, there's just something about life where it's just always a challenge, you know? So yes, I'm saying there may be a joy, maybe honorable suffering, as you would say. He suffered eternally, but it has an honor and it's a benefit to mankind compared to this man who's suffering. He's just, you know, doing what he's doing, but the suffering is there. And I like this type of reasoning. So we reason like this still, but we need to do more on podcasts. And who listen, who don't. But hopefully ones listening could get a vibe and just start questioning certain things. And just, you know, because we've really been given a blueprint that don't work. I think people need to just think for themselves about certain concepts. And everything you hear is just, we want these absolute truths about life to just, like, I guess people get uncomfortable where the question is, but you need to question stuff. You need to analyze stuff because it'll lead to your growth, you know?
And it's okay. Even the term truth, if you think about it, it can't be associated with even the same moral reasoning neither, because we talk about truth, who for truth. Every culture have their own truth again, too. So a reality you have to deal with, because truth is a bias statement, you know?
Man, I just feel that people need to find comfort in the unknown. You need to find comfort knowing that you just don't know. You know, I mean, you know, I'm a respectful person, right? I was there at the park. I was there at the park with my wife, right? This is hilarious. This is like fall. So we there, we worked out, and this man come up to the car with the Bible and just going on and on. And, You tell him how you gonna be in heaven, and if I don't get it right, I'm gonna be in hell and all.
Judgment.
I was like, you know, and true, I ain't gonna. Before I would have, like, I didn't really say nothing because I know the man probably just new to the thing and he fired up and this and that. But I just found it funny that he finds comfort in that. You get what I'm saying? He finds comfort in that. That, you know, if you think about life, he doesn't really have a position in society or respect. So the default is that I'm better, because it still have a screwed up concept when you think about it. Because really, I'm better than you. I'm gonna be saved, and you're gonna be in damnation. Because I know this thing, you know. But it's just like he's trying to find one, some type of purpose in a society where no one pays him any mind, and also he's trying to find comfort in knowing what will happen after death, you know. And I think that's why a lot of people, because I think that's why they run with that story, because they just want to find comfort. Like, if you read the comments, like Muta Baruka was speaking about religion, and you know, it's like, oh, you're going to hell and this and that. But like, fire, how do you know? You get what I'm saying? Like, how do you
that dead man come back and tell them?
It must be, you know. So, but now, fire, we give thanks for the reason and still, we give thanks for everybody been listening, Baldhead and the Dread. Are human beings naturally good? Are human beings naturally bad? What is morality? What is moral? And where has it been coming from? And, you know, what are we doing? Are you a moral person? Am I a moral person? You know, who knows? You know, we give thanks, truly, everybody supporting the thing for those times.
Yes,
too.
Yes,